Let's get started. You'll see we're in Flash CS3 Professional, and we're going to click New ActionScript 3 Project. And inside of the project, we're going to rename the first layer Entire Form. And then we're going to create our background for the form. Bring out a rectangle primitive and size it out to about the size we want our form to be. And then give the background a gradient and transform the gradient here and grab the little corner, the little circle there, transform the gradient around, and then grab the color and move them, swap them to where the black's on the bottom, and then make the black a light gray. Now we're going to right click that and convert that to a symbol, which we're going to name Entire Form. And I do this so I can easily pop this into other applications. And it's a movie clip symbol, and no need to give it an instance name. But what you can do now is pop this entire movie clip from the library into other applications, and we'll double click inside of it and now create the form. On this first layer, we'll name backgrounds and fit in our window correctly. And we're going to make sure it's dark enough to see on a white background. 12 point, if I can get it to 12. Hello, okay. 12 point, single line. And we'll give it an instance name of name underscore txt. And we'll highlight it, Control C, Control Shift V to paste in place. Copy and paste in place. And then we'll rename this one email underscore txt for an instance name. And then Control C, Control Shift V to copy and paste in place again. And then this one we'll drag out to be larger. To fit in that window. And we will also make it multi-line, and we'll give it an instance name of msg underscore txt, short for message. Okay, so I think our form items needs a couple more things. Now we have everything in the form items layer that should be there, and everything has an instance name that it should. Now we can lock the form items layer and go to the static text layer, and let's just start with putting in, since those are aligned left already, let's make that a static text, and let's type in name colon. It says please enter your name, type in the name. Oops, one more thing, we gotta align these to the right. And this one. Now let's publish out. And if I press send, please enter your name, okay. Please enter an email address, okay. Please enter a valid email address, okay. Put an @, I'll put a dot. Press send, please enter a message. And then the processing movie clip shows up, and if we were online with this, it would connect to our the script that it's looking for here at flatbits.com, and it would send the message, and that's it. So that concludes it, and we'll see you next time around.